listeners. This is Dan Whalen coming to you from the Wheels Brewing Co. studio for the Buffering Podcast. Welcome. Welcome back. First, we're going to be getting some new content. Sorry about the radiator. Getting some new content coming up soon from my buddy John Egan, great comedian from Green Bay. You can learn more about him at facebook.com/John Egan Comedy. New content from him. That's what I've been hinting at. It's him. It's fun. He's actually going to be on the show next week, so come back for that. Also, you know, no, that was actually it. Shortlist this week. But before we get to episode 62, a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com, where you've probably found it in the first place. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, archive of all of our episodes, bonus tracks, all that fun stuff. Check it out. iTunes. You can also find us there. Search for Buffering, my name, Adam's name, any of our guests' names. Boom. Buffering. iTunes. Facebook and Twitter. Also there. Facebook.com/BufferingPodcast. On Twitter, @BufferPodcast. Buffering Podcast didn't fit. For both Twitter and Facebook, you're finding out when stuff's being posted to iTunes, new bonus tracks, photos, fun stuff like that. The occasional news article written by us, or things that we want you to read. So check all of that out. But that's really all I have for plugging. Here is episode 62 with Matt Wallstead and Peter Jurgensen. Enjoy. 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 That one. Use that one.
Can I play your strings? Your springs? Can I do that? I'll just...
Let me just invade your bubble for a second.
That's nice. That's very nice. Cool. Well, it doesn't work as well.
This might as well be a good time to start as any.
Here we are, yes.
So, welcome to episode 62. Peter, Matt, thank you for coming back.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Hello, Jigsy.
Our first episode where we have the tree back up. So that's...
Yeah.
It's slightly warmer in here as a result, which is kind of nice.
Hello, tree.
Yeah. Sparkly.
With all the bulbs, I bet it puts out a lot of heat.
Yeah. Though it's almost that near fire hazard worry thing, but if worse comes to worse, I'll just shove it out the window.
It's not Christmas without a giant fire hazard in your house, right?
True. I was just thinking getting a garbage can and just lighting on fire just as an honorary, I have something on fire so you don't have to plan.
Christmas tree, this is what not to do.
This is not your future.
In optimistically. My family, the fire hazard is me.
Used to be me. Oh, good times. Burning stuff down.
Hooray!
We had kind of a bad memory.
Yeah, I remember that.
We won't go into that.
No, that'd be a good idea. But it was a good idea at the time.
Did it involve flaming tennis balls?
No, I never got to do that. Though, was there a teacher in middle school? I'm trying to think of this. Who came up with the idea of putting a bunch of match heads into a tennis ball and then like throwing that? I remember somebody in middle school had that harebrained scheme. I can't remember who it was.
Could be interesting. That's no idea. Reason why we can't try it.
I'm intrigued by that.
Because it's just all of the friction of every single little match head going up against itself. It'll just...
To the tennis court for science.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hit that with a racket. I wouldn't want to be that close to it.
I'm sure it'd be fine.
Or hilarious.
We'll get the hockey gloves. No protective.
Hockey gloves. I want a welding mask.
I'm in mitts.
That's if you mix it with magnesium. You just kind of wedge a bunch of magnesium in there at the same time.
Ooh.
Building a second sun.
So bright.
Why? Why?
A tiny second sun. I was just remembering that time when we... filled that pie tin with sparklers, and there were like...
And melted MME.
Hundreds and hundreds of sparklers. And
I think I was there.
Yeah, Tom Vonderhaar.
I think, yeah.
God, that was crazy.
Yeah, it's just...
I think we all lost a little bit of our visual light spectrum.
Yeah.
And we burned a perfect circle into the blacktop, which was really impressive. Though that was
pretty cool.
We didn't really do
probably
the
statute of limitations on that, right?
I'm kind of sad that we didn't just permanently wedge something in as a unnatural hazard. Just like a branch, like, yeah, this tree really wanted to come up through here.
I think when we all saw it, we were just like, oh, that was a bad idea. Let's go back inside.
Let's get out of here.
Something horrible has happened.
That was awesome. Oh, that's not good.
That was awesome and bad. Awesome and bad.
Kind of wish that, you know, we didn't have the smarts and we actually did that on like the ground, on the dirt or on grass. Just have that perfectly burned circle in the ground. It wouldn't last, but it would have been funny as stupid kids.
That's when you salt it, that nothing may ever grow again.
True. Just add a little bit of that in there, too. So, Peter, what are you watching? What are you listening to right now in regards to streaming stuff?
I'm still a Netflix person.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the last, I don't know, 6 months or a year has been sort of dry as far as new content, that sort of thing. But, despite that, I've still stuck with it. And I haven't found myself running out of stuff to watch.
Right.
I think eventually if their content gets worse, then I'd have to get, like, Hulu Plus or something. But I'm still plenty busy with the Netflix.
They did release a list, we talked about last week, right? About the new stuff that's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
In December. I know that among that, The Usual Suspects was on that list, because that stuck out for a second and a half. But there are a couple other notable things coming out kind of each week in December, so there's stuff to look forward to.
Cool.
Some new content, some old content.
Some borrowed content, some blue content.
A little bit.
I'm fine with old content.
Yeah.
There's plenty I haven't seen.
Right. Though, anything audio? Or is it, when you stream, it's primarily video?
When I stream, it's pretty much just video. I've kind of moved away from a lot of audio, mainly because, I don't know, I think I hear the radio at work all day, and so I'm kind of just fine not listening to stuff at home. I don't know.
Makes sense.
I don't really do activities, so I don't do activities that would, you know, go well with listening to music, so just watching TV. I don't listen to music at the same time.
True.
Because I pretty much just watch TV because I'm awesome.
Though, do you focus primarily on TV shows or is it movies?
I definitely focus on TV shows. I do watch movies occasionally, but I don't know. It's easy to watch 4 TV show episodes in a row.
True.
Yeah. Especially now that it just autoplays them.
Yeah, I
wish. Every 20 seconds it just starts playing again. And I'm like, no, wait. Oh, fine.
All right.
And repeat that, like, to infinitum. Just like, oh, no. Okay. Well, but I was going to go to bed. All right.
you
I gotta
got
to go to
me.
Work. Ah, fuck.
You already went through the trouble of starting to play it. I guess it would be rude for me to go to bed now.
I don't want to impose.
So are you watching on like a laptop or a desktop or something? Or
Through my Xbox on my TV.
Okay, so Xbox does have the autoplay thing.
Yeah, okay. It does. Through their, you know, because their software is a little different, but it still has it.
But it has that Microsoft compatibility, basically. Mm-hmm.
You know, I noticed that when it does get to the end of the episode, I will stop the countdown clock no matter what. Like, even if I do intend to watch the next episode.
It's just instant panic. It's like, no.
Credits. Ah.
Clearly you're a better man than I.
that's odd. Because there's part of me that's like, this is procrastinating. I can't watch another episode now.
I've never quite understood why it's difficult for me to watch a 90-minute movie, but easy to watch 5 45-minute episodes of something.
Right. Yeah,
that's a really good point.
It's like watching TV feels like less of a commitment. And it's like, oh, I can walk away at any time. And then 3 hours later, when you finish the season, see, I can just leave whenever I want.
I think maybe I'll just start trying to break up movies just a little bit at a time. I actually started doing that with... started watching Lawrence of Arabia,
mm-hmm.
which, for those who don't know, is a 3.5-hour movie.
Two VHS tapes?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, Yeah, I'm not going to do this all in one sitting if I'm watching it by myself. So I watched the first quarter or so and then watched another 40 minutes and then I'll complete it at a later date. It's a little disconcerting. I'm not sure why Obi-Wan Kenobi's playing an Arab man, but go ahead and let that go.
Yeah, it's funny. Somehow, even though the time is probably less given how many episodes we are in the habit of watching in a row, a movie feels like a bigger commitment because it's one continuous chunk instead of one storyline that's short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I find it easier to pause TV than movies. So, like, if I have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So, movies, I just feel more trapped.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. it feels like you're really making a commitment if you choose a movie over a TV show. But I did find the list. This is according to ondvdreleases.com, so that if it's wrong, we're not
those
wrong.
Guys.
So nothing interesting coming out on the 4th, as far as I can see. That new Ben Stiller comedy, The Watch, is being released on Netflix on the 11th. Something notable.
Does Netflix follow the same Tuesday release schedule as DVDs and stuff?
I guess. Oh. Or at least for some of these, I imagine that if it's through Epics, so it's like Paramount, MGM, and somebody else, they just have this really tight agreement with Netflix at this point. So I think that some of these are falling under that. Another one that's at least somewhat recognizable, Magic Mike. Is
Peter.
That was supposed to be funny.
Is December 18th, Total Recall, but I don't know if it's the new one or the old one. New one. New Total Recall will be out on the 18th.
Huh, how about that?
Matt, I already told you Magic Mike is not about me.
The Campaign will be out on Christmas. And Looper will be out on 31st.
Oh, we just saw that.
How is that? Because I've been kind of looking forward to it.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was good.
I liked it.
I never got around to it.
I certainly had my... or a couple of issues that I didn't like, but it's definitely a good movie.
Now, did you see Brick?
Yeah.
Because it's the same director.
Yep.
So did it have kind of the same tells, or was it just if you didn't know that it was the same person, you wouldn't notice? Like any nuances?
What was Looper? I'm sorry.
Looper is Jason Gordon-Levitt is...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Batman Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah, that's one. That's fucking everywhere now.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is—he plays a looper. It's basically a person who—the movie takes place in 2044, 40 something.
Future time.
Oh, right, and it's got Bruce Willis in it too.
Right. Basically, his job is 30 years in the future, time travel has been invented, but it's been outlawed, so it's only used by criminals. And basically, because of tagging and so forth, it's become near impossible to get away with murder in the future. So what they'll do is they will send people back 30 years. Joseph Gordon-Levitt will shoot them in the face with a shotgun and then get rid of the body. And it never existed.
Ta-da!
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
and so at one point he is waiting for the next person to show up, and oh shit, it's him. It's future him. So, who then escapes?
Uh-huh.
And happenings are afoot.
Boom.
Agreed.
That's pretty cool.
I was just trying to add something to it.
I wonder,
dramatic.
That needs to be a part of the IMDb synopsis. Boom.
there's a backup voice person just like, yeah, you hear that? That's crazy.
That's right. Excited all of a sudden.
That's right.
Occasionally mid-text, it just says, oh, shit.
I wonder where they got the idea for that movie. Dude, you'll never guess what happened to me on the way here.
I totally saw Joseph Gordon-Levitt go time traveling, kill somebody. What a great idea for a movie.
I do enjoy Joseph Gordon-Levitt's Bruce Willis impression, which he's doing for most of the movie.
Right.
At one point, particularly in the beginning, where he's doing what can only be described as Bruce Willis' face. It's excellent.
I heard they hung out for a while, and Bruce actually coached him on how he would say a number of lines.
He watched most of the movies, and yeah.
Yeah,
they did.
I don't know why they did that, but it's. I noticed that too. Is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt through the whole time is acting like Bruce Willis, and Bruce Willis is just acting like Bruce Willis. Why did they choose? Like, why
he got seniority?
It didn't make any sense to me.
Seniority.
Like, couldn't they both act like a different character, like a character in the movie?
No,
like a character
consistency.
But yeah, it's the thing that struck me as very odd that they kept trying to show it's like, see, he's Bruce Willis. I'm like, no, that doesn't. You don't have to do that.
Oh yeah, they
there's
did
enough time gap. You don't have to do that.
They did a bit of makeup on him on Joseph Gordon-Levitt as well.
Yeah, they did.
It's somewhat subtle, but it's enough that it's kind of disconcerting. Because you know it's him, but it doesn't quite look like him. Mm-hmm. Like, I know they altered his eyebrows. I think they altered his lips. I read some article that was talking about they did prosthetics on him. I don't know what. I'm guessing, I mean, obviously real subtle 13th prosthetic.
13th finger, things like that, you know.
Yeah, well, he's famous for his 13 fingers.
Bruce Willis is?
And 12 monkeys. You had to match him.
I'm guessing just to fill out his jawline a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Gordon-Levitt's a little bit more slender.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer and not being sure if it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt or if he played another character in the movie altogether.
Yeah. No, but, it is definitely worth watching. I realize that this will sound stupid, but the director doesn't seem to have quite the grasp of time travel as I would hope.
So were there a number of times where it created time paradoxes, things like that?
There's one scene in particular that is, stylistically, it's an awesome scene, but when thinking about time travel, it makes zero sense.
So
I kind of went,
But I'll take that over them, like, using it as a gimmick.
Right.
Or, like, you know, trying to get away with, like, well, I don't know, that's kind of what it is.
Continuity error.
I was going to say, trying to get away with plot points.
Continuity error. Continuity error.
Yeah.
Although I made the same mistake that I always make. And after I saw it, I went on to IMDb and looked at the trivia because I like the trivia. But then I scrolled down a little farther and went to the message boards. Oh, it's an evil place.
All message boards are.
It's just me yelling at my computer.
What do you mean?
How did that site rate it?
I think it was like 7.9 when I looked. Reasonably high.
Interesting. Speaking of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, though... Justice League movie.
Batman.
He's going to play Batman?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
It was announced today.
Was it actually announced? I thought it was just rumor.
It was announced a lot, and I will find something to back it up while you talk about how interesting it was if he was just in a Batman movie, and now he's actually playing Batman.
Well, they announced the shit out of it.
They really did.
You know it. Yeah, that's... That's what I read randomly earlier today or yesterday, that they haven't really done anything as other than kind of announced that there is going to be a Justice League movie and that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to be Batman, but they also hinted at the fact that another character from the Christopher Nolan, or another actor from the Christopher Nolan Batman was also going to make an appearance in this movie.
Michael Caine is Hawk Girl.
If only.
Want. That'd be pretty awesome.
I don't know how I feel about Gordon-Levitt as Batman. He always looks kind of 12 years old-ish.
Though he looked better in Inception. He grew out of it a bit.
Yeah, I suppose.
It just depends. It's really how they frame his face. Because, yeah, he does have that angle where he's, like, ageless.
He seems very slight. He's a very thin man. He's not particularly... I don't see him as particularly imposing.
When he's in the suit, all that really matters is that he's got the Batman jaw.
Yeah,
and the raccoon eyes.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I have it backed up by Machinima.com.
Oh.
They're calling it.
There you go.
It's kind of like a presidential election. Oh, they're calling it. I trust them. Yeah, that's it.
It's going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, I think they could have gone a different way with it. I mean, sure, Justice League versus Avengers, you know, that's fine. But I think they're really missing a chance with Super Friends. Who doesn't love the Wonder Twins? and whatever the hell that blue monkey is.
You'd think that'd be a good way to just, like, get a few extra copyrights at the same time and just more licensing so that they could start selling that crap as toys.
I would like to see just how terrible a Super Friends movie would actually be.
Like, Fantastic Four bad, or...
You've never seen Super Friends?
I don't know what the hell Super Friends is.
The only thing I know is Wonder Twins.
It's like Justice League for brain-damaged children. It's...
For you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Loved it. Hated it. Yeah, that's what I thought. Wonder Twins are terrible. Yeah, it's basically just a kiddie-ized version of Justice League. It's all the same heroes, Superman, Batman, but getting into wacky adventures instead of punching people to death or whatever they do.
So is Care Bears?
Kind of.
Okay. Kind of like Care Bears, I guess.
Though there is a really cool webcomic out now that's, what's it like, Justice League 8 or something?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's great.
If you go to, I think, JL8, the number 8, comic.tumblr.com or something like that, pretty sure what the site is. They're up to about 100 comics so far. It kind of has this newspapery look to it,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's the Justice League in, is it first grade or kindergarten?
I'm gonna go with kindergarten. It's basically Justice League babies.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable, though.
But it's funny because Batman is still an asshole.
he's a dick. He hates girls.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Although I did like, I don't know if you saw, it was one of the more recent ones where...
I'm obsessed with it to the point where I check it daily, okay. Even though it comes out weekly.
When Superman is buying a book for Wonder Woman, yes, for her birthday, when Neil Gaiman makes a cameo appearance. Yeah. As much as you can in a comic.
Right. Yeah. He shows his appearance shows up.
As a book owner, or a bookshop owner. That was fun.
Yeah, I've been watching it religiously just because I do really enjoy the style of it, and the storyline is interesting enough to come back for.
Yeah, definitely.
Give us the title again.
It's JL... Just type in JL8 comic in Google. JL... Let's see if I can... Yeah, even autocomplete had it before. Okay, so it's JL, the number 8, comic.tumblr.com.
Aha, there you go.
And we can use the magic of technology, because I don't know... Peter, have you seen it before?
Nope.
Nope. Adam, have you seen it before since you...
No.
I didn't think so because you just asked me to spell it out for you.
For the kids at home...
We get to see this if it works. Okay, here we go.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. I don't get it.
It's sort of...
Oh, I didn't read it.
Sort of anime... Ish, a little bit, as far as eye size goes. And
oh, yeah, it's a crazy proportion, but it's still, you know, the trimmed down version, the very, very short version of very recognizable characters.
Yeah.
I also like John Jones as the weird foreign kid.
Oh, yes, yes.
Martian Manhunter.
I like that they went with the old school costumes. So, like, Batman's got the...
There's actually
black
a story arc about that.
Face and the blue hood.
That one was good.
I enjoyed that story arc for as quick as it was.
No. There's one point where they update their costumes to look cooler and more adult.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Good times. Yeah, it's something fun to check out and doesn't have much to do with streaming. But Matt, what about you? What are you watching and or listening to and or both,
I guess? Well, I finally got around to finishing the latest season of 30 Rock that they put on, whatever it was, a few months back. Completely forgot how much I love that show. Writing is amazing.
did you see the live episode?
Yes.
That was fantastic.
I particularly like the segment with Tracy Morgan and John Hamm.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Ooh.
That was fantastic.
Cool.
It's basically, have you seen that episode at all?
No.
It's
we might have to watch it after this.
Okay.
It's definitely worth the watch. They're basically talking about the importance of live TV and why they should keep their show live.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenneth mentions
the
first show with two black characters. However, they felt that having actual two black people on TV would make viewers uncomfortable. a or a rule that NBC has stuck to this day. and so they have Tracy Morgan as just a regular guy, you know, well-spoken, well-dressed. And then they have John Hamm come out in kind of sort of half-assed blackface with a little afro wig and dirty overalls.
Kind of a bad imitation of Alfalfa.
He's doing like a terrible Amos and Andy impression, just yelling this terrible, I guess for lack of a better word, black scent. Yeah. it's so funny. And Tracy Morgan just spends the entire time getting angry at him. Sir, you are degrading both me, or both myself and you. Now the show eventually just led to tense but exciting silences. It was just both of them sitting across the table staring at each other. So finally, John Hamm. Banjo! And then Tracy Morgan tries to strangle him.
He kicks the crap out of him.
Yeah, awesome. That's a great episode. What else have I been watching?
That's a good question.
I started watching Supernatural again. Getting back into the fifth season. I don't know, it's a fairly enjoyable show.
Which one's that one? Because all of the Supernatural-esque shows just kind of blend together for me at this point.
It's basically two brothers who hunt monsters.
Okay.
So on and so forth. It's a decent show. It was on the WB. I kind of wrote it off for a long time just because, like you said, it was kind of like all of the other shows. I figured it was like One Tree Hill with monsters.
I might know that show now that you say things about it.
Yeah, it's actually fairly entertaining.
Hmm.
And it's surprisingly gory at times. There's
there's WB again.
Yeah, there's been a few where it's like, you can do that on TV. His head is gone.
Like it's the HBO beheading where the head falls off and it's squirt, squirt, fall.
Yeah.
Did they show the stump, though?
Well, there was one in particular where basically a guy had gotten into a car accident while in a garage where the car was not on. And so it showed, it basically looked like he had gotten into a high-speed collision. So his head was in the windshield. Like the windshield had gone, it was a
convertible.
That's the word I'm looking for. So the windshield was actually into his head. And they showed it like close up. And it's like, wow, that's really detailed. It's a lot of blood happening.
Wow.
Yeah, his head was pretty much in half.
That was a good episode.
Crazy.
The windshield had, you know, cut into his skull.
And then Gandhi attacks a guy, and it's great.
Yeah, and then Gandhi gets really pissed and beats up some people. And one of them gets beat up by Paris Hilton.
Good for her, I guess.
Was that the real Paris Hilton in that episode? I don't remember.
Yeah, that was her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I looked it up afterwards. I'm like, what's that?
Really?
That was a really good episode. Yeah, that was very enjoyable. And I found, I guess, I don't know if you've talked about it on the show before. I'm sure you have. Songza started using a little bit more lately.
We haven't focused on that one as much, only because it's still just kind of, I don't want to say it's still just starting to make it, but at the same time, it doesn't have the Spotify following. It doesn't have the Pandora following.
Well, then
all the more reason, I think, to talk a little about it.
I was
going to
say, I'll come on the air and definitely speak in favor of it. It's not like, I mean, Spotify, you pick specifically what you want and you listen to that. This one has sort of a concierge service where it will give you depending on the time of day, it will give you six options of things that you might be doing at that time. So things like getting ready for work or in traffic, etc. And you can click on one of those and it'll give you three more options of things that you might want to listen to while doing that.
So it's kind of like set your soundtrack.
Kind
of,
yeah.
In a way.
And there's other options. You can pick playlists based on mood, based on activity, or you can just kind of search through and find stuff that you like. Through that, I found that for some reason I really like French hip-hop.
Really?
Yeah. Surprisingly good.
For French hip-hop, what would you say, is there an American equivalent? Like, have you heard anything where it's like, oh, I can kind of hear a little bit of
Hip-hop.
It's just hip hop, but it's in French.
Yeah, it's very similar.
I wasn't sure if they had taken it, like if they had followed the way of Andre 3000 kind of thing, where it's just kind of that very funky, or
it's, I guess it's
you know, Frenchy or whatever.
you hear the Frenchy cigarette pull in every song.
Baguette.
I can't think of anything that I would specifically compare it to, I guess, because a lot of hip hop I tend to break up based on the material, what the song is about.
And, okay.
Obviously, I don't know
French.
He said avec. That's with. I don't know the word, French word for bitches or hoes.
So what is the context that brought about French hip hop? Like, do you remember what you had clicked on as, you know, your activity?
I think it was when I was just searching through and there was one specifically named French hip hop. And I tend to like, for whatever reason, familiar genres in unfamiliar languages. Like, I also really like Mexican rock.
Huh.
Or, I don't know, I've got at least one song in, or, yeah, at least one song in my iPod from a bunch of different languages. Like, I've got Spanish, French, Romanian, Italian, German, Japanese, etc. I don't know, I've got a bunch of stuff. And they're all fairly, they're familiar, like I say, they're familiar genres of music, but in different languages. I tend to enjoy that.
So no J-pop?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's horrible stuff.
No, none of that for me.
K-pop, however. I mean, Gangnam Style, right?
Number one on YouTube now.
Still really pissed off because I use Flipboard as an app on my phone to get a lot of news.
Yeah.
And their entertainment channel has been saturated with Korean pop news since that's happened.
Interesting.
And just like, this pop star, blah, 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 blah. It's like, actually, I care about this less than I care about Britney Spears.
You say, actually, that's the opposite of interesting. That's horrible. Yeah,
the song itself is fairly generic as far as sort of hip or whatever techno pop goes.
Yeah, but it's the execution of it. It's
the video that did it.
It's, right.
Yeah. It's really fantastic. Yeah.
He's the Korean LMFAO that's not broken up yet.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
They already break up.
Yes.
They're on a hiatus.
Darn.
Something. Yeah. But they're related, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apart from that, just podcasts. I do love podcasts.
Yeah, what... I mean, I see you at almost every comedy show I go to at this point. Yeah. So is there something that you're watching that I should know about at this point?
What do I listen to? Well, obviously, you know, You Made It Weird and Nerdist, I both love. Smartest Man.
So far, that would be Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes, Chris Hardwick, and
Greg Proops.
I was actually just talking to Pete about this on the way over here. There's one I found called Good Job Brain.
I haven't heard that one yet.
That one's not a comedy one. That one is, it's basically a pub trivia team.
Oh, okay.
That talks about trivia. That was sometimes really interesting. It's usually somewhat interesting, sometimes very. There was one, the episode that I was listening to most recently is all about words. They were talking about name origins, specifically occupational names, and where a lot of them came from. Like the obvious ones, obviously, like Smith would be like a blacksmith.
Right.
However, that spans over many languages and cultures. So like Schmidt is the same, the German equivalent. Koufax, same thing. Smith, Pharaoh in Italian. Is an iron worker.
So how do they get to the topic? Like, is it they take something that came up in a recent trivia match that they were in?
No, it's just trivia in general. They're all themed episodes.
Does something specific determine a theme?
No, they just pick it.
Okay.
There's whatever they feel like talking about at that given time. There's been a Disney one, like the word one. There's a smell one all about food, etc.
What pub trivia do they do?
I don't know. It's not specifically pub trivia, although they mention stuff, and they use, like, they'll oftentimes give mnemonics to help pub trivia teams remember certain things. but mostly it's just a show about trivia in general.
Okay, okay.
Which I always enjoy.
So what's it called?
Good Job Brain.
Good Job Brain.
Nice.
Definitely worth the listen.
Okay.
Trying to add stuff as I go to remember stuff, other than, you know, going back and listening to this podcast. But it's just about that time, so before we start playing Movie Bluff, I want to make sure, because I never remember who knows what rules at this point. So you guys know the trilogy rule?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
We have brought... We've basically kind of allowed actors in the same fashion. If you get enough distance between, you can bring an actor back, but you can't retread over any line. Like, you can't name any movies that have already been named for that person. You have to take it in a completely different direction.
Got it.
Once it gets down to two people, we try to speed it up. So we try to enforce a 45-second limit. But
we hit them with sticks.
Something like that.
Say a movie.
Or trick legs.
Faster, yes. Faster, faster, faster.
Go, go, go.
And, of course, Buffering is also on Stitcher. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
So I take it by you going through that, that means that, yes, we did get all the rules for the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wanted to We're make good. Sure.
We're good. I think you guys know what's going on.
Yeah, you got it.
And if not, we'll lay the hammer down.
Hit you with sticks.
So I have a very reasonable one based on the fact that it was mentioned during the episode and everyone knew it was.
Uh-huh.
And I will say Bruce Willis movie to you, Matt.
Die Hard cast.
Which they're about to release, what, like the sixth one at this point?
On purpose?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess
stop.
His son is like in Russia or something.
Hey, what's all this video footage? I don't know. Let's cobble it together and make another Die Hard movie. Yeah, why not?
Mostly just explosions. So.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't know the names of any other actors in that movie. I know many, many faces, but I have no idea what their names are.
So then it would be to you to either bow out or challenge Matt as to either whether or not Bruce Willis was in Die Hard or if he can't name somebody else from Die Hard. Three options.
Well, I'll challenge you to name somebody else from Die Hard.
Just to keep the game going. Thank you.
Damn, now the name is escaping me. That makes me super sad.
What's the name of the limo driver?
Is Carl Winslow count? No.
Yeah, that's the only name I can think of.
It's
not real.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, that guy has a tough name, too. I can only remember the fact that it is tough, but I can't remember his name because it is tough.
I have no idea what his name is.
Makes me so angry because I know that freaking Snape is in it. And for the life of me, I cannot remember his name.
There, that one's tough to remember.
I remember it. I remember it right now in my brain.
I don't believe you. Prove it.
You can't call my bluff. You're all the way over there.
Distance separating us means that we're not playing the same game. What do you think? If you talk it out, that sometimes helps.
Just start naming names. Maybe you'll get it right.
Just name, well, yes, just name some Eastern European names.
Steve, Gary, Barry, Larry, Norman. No,
Norman.
Storm and Norman.
No. Eastern European, he's British. Should have gone with the second one. I could have had Jeremy Irons. I love Jeremy Irons.
Anything?
Oh, I got nothing. I'm going to have to bow out. So mad at myself.
So that means it's technically Bruce Willis movie to Peter.
And now I fail?
So you have to have to name a Bruce Willis movie.
Okay. 12 Monkeys.
Yay.
Cast or movie?
Oh, sorry. Cast.
By the way, Alan Rickman.
Damn it. I had the A.
Now, 12 Monkeys was the first movie that was recommended to me by Netflix Max. And I totally loved it. But who else was in it?
Kind of big one.
It's been...
among a few.
Yeah, it's been quite a few... Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right, Brad Pitt movie.
That's right. I will go The Curious Case of Benjamin Button movie. It's another Brad Pitt to you.
Fight Club movie, because I wanted to keep going.
Ocean's 11 movie.
So I can't say Ocean's 12 or 13, but I can say Meet Joe Black movie.
Oh, I was about to say one, but I forgot if it's plural or not. and it actually makes a difference, because the other one is also a movie.
Oh. Fight Clubs.
I liked that one. Made it myself.
Ocean's 11sies?
11 and a half.
Julia Roberts is... she's pregnant in the second one.
What's the name of that one?
Oh.
I'm having problems with, like, remembering partial titles.
Partial titles?
Yeah.
Like, you only remember part of it, but you can't complete the sentence?
I only remember part of it. Ah. It has a number in it. I don't remember the number.
Oh.
It has a number in it.
Oh.
How about... A River Runs Through It movie.
Inglourious Basterds.
Go ahead.
Movie.
Yeah, all right, movie.
Oh. I was still kind of ready. For Brad Pitt, I will say... Man, it's really hard not to think about an Ocean's something movie.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that he's been in more, but at the same time, it's just like,
I think I still have two.
He's.
Oh no, I know I have other ones. Like, I'm gonna go with Thelma and Louise.
Yep.
Movie. It's just I wanted to see what else I could think of ahead of that. Off the top of my head.
Okay, still got two.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Many a thing.
Starting to have trouble because I can't think.
Yeah, we're getting out of the ones that are kind of in the foreground in our.
I have my clutch. I have my safety.
I don't have enough safeties. Troy Cast.
Oh, Colin Farrell movie.
I'm tempted. But I don't know if this is a good way to take it. Though.
Having fun, Matt?
No. I lost on a stupid one, and now I'm full of ideas.
I will say... Oh! The Recruit. But I will also say movie.
Dang it. I think I know the cast of that.
I know I know the cast of that one.
You said movie with who
Colin.
The hell are we on?
Colin Farrell. Still.
Oh, crap.
That guy.
The King's Speech movie?
I'm going to call your bluff. Colin Farrell was not in The King's Speech.
You're thinking of Colin Firth.
Yes.
Damn it. Wait, who's Colin Farrell?
He's the guy in well,
Alexander.
Technically, right. It's also Colin Farrell movie to you, Adam. For
shoot.
Indeed, and I will say Daredevil cast.
Oh, that guy.
Awful.
Yeah, he was also in Bruges. He was the young upstart.
I thought you were gonna take that one.
I was tempted to do that one, but I wasn't sure if Ralph Fiennes was gonna pop up or you know, a few other people. Daredevil, yes, okay, yes. So which of the married couple do I want? Oh, was he in that one?
Dang it! Really good one for Colin Farrell.
I will just say Ben Affleck movie.
Okay.
Simple.
Was
Michael Clark Duncan in that one?
Yes, he was.
I thought so. Damn it! That would have been fun.
How about? That one
and that plays with that time
Geely movie
Jersey Girl cast.
We're just doing terrible movies now.
Damn right.
Well, it did go to Ben Affleck.
You keep going to Jersey Girl.
Hello.
And I can't remember what we said last time, but I'm pretty sure that you got me, but I'm going to say Sandra Bullock movie.
No.
Lev
Tyler.
Okay, fine.
Or George Carlin. I was just
remind
thinking...
Remind me to look that one up.
I was just thinking that Matt had sat out for a little bit and we can bring him back into the game.
That's nice of you.
With Jersey Girl.
With Jersey Girl.
Oh,
well, Ben Affleck, Daredevil.
Yeah, well...
We could trace it back.
Yeah.
Okay, so Matt, you start, and it comes my direction. And, of course, we always start with some sort of softball to perpetuate the game. So any actor, actress, movie, or TV show. TV show, that's the other thing I never remember to
mention.
Yeah,
I always forget about TV shows.
Those count, too. And movies have to have been released.
Oh, that part I didn't know. So that took away one of my Brad Pitts.
Oh.
Sing, Killing Them Softly.
Yes.
Star Wars 18.
I love that one.
Starring Brad Pitt.
Or I will love that one.
You will love the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah, let's go old standby favorite. Let's go with Community.
All right. Which, did you hear the news? Chevy Chase is has left. But
to the surprise of no one.
Officially.
But not fired. He made sure to tell TMZ.
Of course he did.
Of course. And I will say, oh, man, I could be a dick right now. Ooh.
Well, Matt was the softball. You don't have to softball.
Well, usually we try, you know, it's like hacky sack where everyone has to try to hit it once and then you can start pegging people, usually, if we try. You know, I will stick with Chevy Chase to keep it as a softball.
Okay.
And I will say movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I love it dearly, The Three Amigos and movie.
Chevy. Ooh, I just watched something that he was in.
I think it's just called Christmas Vacation movie. Oh, shit, is that Chevy Chase? I didn't have any question in my voice whatsoever. I was completely resolute. There's no reason to challenge.
Yeah. Well, he locked it in, so yeah.
He meant, oh, was that Chevy Chase?
Oh, Chevy Chase.
I'm going to go with Spies Like Us cast. Doctor.
I will say Dan Aykroyd movie.
Blues Brothers cast.
Ooh.
Carrie Fisher movie.
Yay!
Let's go back to 30 Rock cast. Never follow a hippie to a second location.
I will say Alec Baldwin movie.
Oh, cool. Okay. I was getting my Baldwins confused.
Alec, not Steven.
Definitely Steven. I said Steven.
Let's see. Oh. The Simpsons cast. Let's explode
open
this
a
little
up.
Bit. Yeah.
But I can't see their faces.
It's just generalizing basically to who's been a guest star and appeared as himself.
Yep, pretty much.
And then tap into that however many years.
I can't tell you how long it's been since I watched The Simpsons.
I would have my clutch answer for this one, but that's just... Actually, no. There's actually a lot that he's done recently that screws that up.
I can't think of the names of any of the major voices. I can see all of their faces.
The Simpsons faces or real life faces?
The real life faces from inside the actor's studio. Oh. That sucks because that's a TV show.
Well, no.
Hint.
Still counts. Shoot. Well, if you came up with a name. Actor.
Well.
Crap. Though.
Oh, he wasn't on that.
Guest stars.
I can think of one name, but he's been on nothing else that I can think of.
Do that one.
Yeah.
Unless you... Could you count a TV special?
I assume it would show up on an IMDb page if it was legitimate.
I don't know if... I'm assuming he does a voice on it. I think he wrote it. Matt Groening. Movie. Does he voice that? Do any voices on The Simpsons? Do you have any idea?
I would challenge that. I don't remember him being on.
That's a tricky one.
You're behind the curve, yeah. So you gotta.
Yeah, Matt Groening. Okay.
I know he's done Futurama.
Oh crap! He probably has appeared as himself, hasn't he?
Well, he's. I know they've done drawings of him because they had a couch gag where he came in and signed the right. cell, and then Marge erases it and he comes back. But I don't know if he's ever voiced anything for it, and that's actually, I mean, possible, but...
There's got to be some obscure episode, unless he just didn't do it out of principle because he didn't do it for a while, then he was like, I'll never do it. That'll
right.
be funny.
Oh, going back to the Baldwins, did you see the 30 Rock episode with Stephen Baldwin?
No, I didn't see that one.
playing, they made a TV movie about Jack's wife getting kidnapped in North Korea.
Oh.
And so they had Stephen Baldwin playing Jack. That one was excellent. It was basically just Stephen Baldwin doing an Alec Baldwin impression the entire time.
I've seen some 30 Rock, but I haven't really...
It is definitely worth
delved
watching.
In because I get a couple minutes in and like the stuff that surrounds the show is interesting, but when it gets into their backstories a little bit and a lot of it turns out to be really petty, it's really hard for me to care.
Like, yeah, I suppose that's fair.
But that's my problem with a lot of TV shows. Like as soon as anything gets petty, it's just like, well, it's, fuck this guy.
For that show, just like many of the others that I love, it's just all of the little throwaway jokes. Tracy Morgan going off of his meds and shouting for them to call Dr. Spaceman.
Yes, 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 I do remember that.
Dr. Leo Spaceman. Fantastic.
Though, I've been really obsessed recently, and I found this on Hulu, is he did a fantastic interview on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Tracy Morgan?
Yes.
Really?
And it's just like, it's with the release of Cop Out, which was... unfortunate if you saw that.
I did not.
Matt Groening as himself for two episodes.
Damn.
Booyah.
Yeah, there you go.
So
what happens now?
That means it goes to me, since you bluff checked him, it's Matt Groening movie to me, which I already said my answer technically, and I will say Futurama and I will say cast.
There you go.
I have
okay.
Another one.
Let's see. So
I have a good awful one.
Beck. Cast.
Yeah. I can verify.
I don't like you.
No, you just have to name somebody else from Futurama.
Right. Evil Santa. I don't think that's his real name.
No. I know who that one is.
I don't pay attention.
To voiceover.
I don't care about where the things I love come from. I just love the things I love.
Oh, but at this one, you get to see him and he's a little kid. And his dad dies and he's really
sad. I just listened to that CD.
Do you want some ice cream?
Here's some rock salt.
Here's a bag of rock salt.
Patton Oswalt, for those who don't know. That I love that CD.
I challenge you to name somebody else in Futuramaton.
Who else has made a guest appearance? Who else? Because I can't remember. I'm in a predicament that you were in earlier with The Simpsons, where I can see the faces of the people who play the recurring characters.
Yeah.
But I can't think of their names.
I could have just named a random actor. That wouldn't have been a bad strategy.
Yeah, it's just a bluff check. But
especially for The Simpsons, I mean.
True.
I was just going to name some
recording artist
or something.
I was thinking about telling you that. It's just name someone you're probably...
Ron Howard. Yeah. Yes. Kim Basinger. Yes.
Well, like any major pop star.
NSYNC.
All sorts of
people.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yvonne Etnyash.
That's still one of my favorite episodes.
Good episode. Oh.
Lieutenant LT's man.
What's your name? You'll find that out soon enough. It says here, your LT Smash. It's become that time. My name's LT Smash.
Let's see. Hank Azaria movie.
That's the one I couldn't think of. I was trying to get his name so much.
What a moment.
What does that do now? So I mean, he goes back to me again?
Challenge. No, because you challenge him, so yeah. you lost. Right. So it's Hank Azaria movie to me, but I'm willing to bluff you to say that Hank Azaria has not been in Futurama, and I will.
Oh dear. Okay.
Look it up to see.
Yeah, I may have been bluffing. In which case?
Yeah, you got a Simpsons answer right.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he was in The Simpsons, but I figured the similarities.
Challenge, bluff, challenge, challenge. Yeah. Keep challenging everything you say.
So, if I'm out,
it's
then
like British Parliament, am I right?
Peter's back in.
No, he bluffed you, and you. Well,
if I doubted at all that he was in it, then I would have tried to challenge. I think. That's
yeah, I it's realistically, it's true. He would have had to have said.
I immediately assumed that he was in it.
He was willing to accept the answer that you gave, but I am not.
Yeah. I think you're bluffing two people. How's it feel?
Like a boss.
Oh my god, he was in it.
Yes!
Son of a bitch. And I know who he played. I didn't know that was him, though. He was Harold Zoid.
So I took out you and you.
Yes.
In one move.
That is buffering history right there.
And
thank you.
Probably not.
Matt, you are out first again.
Buffering historian?
That would be me, I guess. I have no idea.
Carry the one.
Me again?
It's you, and it's going to Peter this time.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Metaphorically.
Oh, yeah, because I... Yeah. I thought you were still in. Okay. Yeah. Booyah. Okay.
So I remember the days of the flippable CD.
No, cool. I was thinking that Matt was still in for
no
for some reason.
But he's starting.
Okay,
he's out first again.
Okay, go for it.
Let's go with Looper. Cast.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Inception. Movie.
Third Rock from the Sun cast.
John Lithgow. Movie.
What's it called? I want to say something really obscure. Just, I'm not going to name anyone else in it, but just because it's fun. The Enjoyment of Wine movie.
Harry and the Hendersons movie.
Oh, Footloose. Movie.
Raising Kane movie.
We still on
John.
Yeah, we're still on John Lithgow.
Johnny.
Let's see if we can get through his whole catalog.
Oh, what's the name of that one?
Oh, you're thinking of... sorry.
What was that?
Huh?
What movie? Mm-hmm. I usually don't pay attention to him. He's funny, but he doesn't have...
How can you not pay attention? He's so loud all of the time. Well, he says really...
Yeah. He has funny things to say, but...
Anything? Talk it out?
Monty Python. There needs to be something more to that. Seeing Monty Python and the Holy Grail movie?
No.
Wasn't in that?
No.
He wasn't in that one.
You're thinking of John Cleese?
Yeah, you're probably thinking of...
Oh, crap.
That British John with the Cleese at the end.
Which makes it interesting. If you were you thinking of that before when you gave your other answer? John Cleese?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm that confused by the two of them.
What was your answer before?
Enjoyment of Wine.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that
you? Were.
Yeah.
It was John Cleese. Yeah, it was Cleese. Yep. So I've been thinking
about this. Adam just took it at face value, so that's it.
I just really wanted to say Harry and the Hendersons, even though I think I've said it before on a previous episode. But it's still
fun.
He's
the guy. Oh, I can't say anything because it's going to keep going.
Yeah, technically it is.
30 Rock and Raising Cain and Footloose and what else? Harry and the Hendersons.
I don't know of him in any of those.
Okay. Third Rock from the Sun?
He was the dad.
Oh, Third Rock from the Sun. Okay, yeah. I was thinking 30 Rock.
No.
So Peter has been eliminated and...
It's John Lithgow to you, sir.
Still to me. So I will say Dexter... And I will also say cast.
And I can picture how hot she is, but I can't think of her name.
You think she's hot?
Yvonne, last name that I can't remember, but I can list off another thing that she's been on. Yes, her. The new blondie.
Oh, I guess I'm a little behind.
I just know of it because of headlines and TV reviews.
Okay.
But just for fun, because I know you know anyway, I will say, bluff, you don't know somebody else who's on there because I can't think of her last name.
I sure do. Julia Stiles.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
Missed that episode.
Movie. Oh, she was on for a season.
Was she really?
Yeah.
What was she?
She was some girl.
Oh,
I haven't gotten to that season myself, but...
With Julia Stiles as some girl.
Yeah.
You can challenge him if you want to risk your...
I don't remember, but it's been a while since I've seen that one, so not worth it. Ten Things I Hate About You. Cast.
Heath Ledger movie.
Brokeback Mountain movie.
The Dark Knight cast.
Christian Bale movie.
What's that one? I want to say that one. Equilibrium movie.
Newsies movie.
Nice. The Machinist movie.
Empire of the Sun movie.
Ooh. It's been long enough, so I can say The Dark Knight Rises movie.
Shh. Sorry, it got stuck on my foot.
Challenge.
Another movie that Christian Bale has been in. In and we just named a boatload.
I think I only have one.
If I had been here for it, I would have.
Yeah, but it's not
so
very notable.
So I can't say Newsies. I can't say any of the Batman movies. I can't say The Machinist. I can't say.
I've got one that you haven't said yet.
Something About the Sun.
Was it Empire of the? Yeah.
Empire of the Sun.
Good movie.
It sounds like a Rage Against the Machine song. But they have, what's it, Of the Sun? Whatever.
I should have saved Equilibrium.
I think I have two.
Oh, of course. Psycho.
Mm.
And Cast.
Wasn't that, didn't he challenge you? So does that mean you win?
No, because he's wrong.
I actually would agree.
Oh, no, I'm America. Oh,
yeah,
American Psycho.
That's funny.
Damn it. That's because I watched a documentary with Alfred Hitchcock last night.
I came up with Velvet Goldmine at the very last second.
The hell is that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen that one.
I was thinking of Terminator Salvation.
Oh, yeah. Did no one say The Prestige?
Oh, that's actually a really
damn
good
it
movie.
I was thinking about that one, but I was about to say The Illusionist. Yeah. So.
And did anyone say The Machinist? Because that's the
yeah,
other
we
one.
Went the machine.
Okay,
the
I want to make
trap.
Sure. That's yeah. The other one that is just kind of go-to.
Yeah, because he's skinnier than me in that one.
There is a
crazy.
Love scene between Christian Bale and Ewan McGregor in Velvet Goldmine.
Oh, crap, I know another Christian Bale. Wait, is that Christian
weird.
Bale? I think it is.
Very weird.
Is it?
Harsh Times.
I don't know that one.
It's a okay. terrible movie. It's on Netflix.
Well, it's actually just about that time to wrap up. So, Matt, since you got that point, do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about?
No, I got nothing.
Twitter?
Nope.
Okay. One at Peter, how about you?
No, I don't have anything.
No.
Aw.
Adam, how about you as we
well
quickly fly through this circle?
You may be... poised to mention Katie Best's.
I have some reservations against that, only based on the fact that she wants it kind of privatized, so we can go as far as to say there will be a small art show in Minnetonka, Minnesota. For more information on Twitter, go to @bestbug and contact her, and she'll give you information.
Cool. That's about as much as I was going to say anyway.
Secrets.
So perfect. Yeah. Then what else? What else? What else? What else?
Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything coming up that I wanted to mention. Other than one more quick thing that I found on the internets recently, it's a YouTube video from the 1940s about. How to fly a B-17. So that was pretty awesome. I mean, it's like an original. They took the reels and they
I don't know, they even had YouTube back then.
Yeah,
right?
Know, right?
It's impressive.
Yeah, it's got like 100,000 views. That's impressive for that day and age. But yeah, it's really neat. And it's just really fascinating to see how they did it and just to learn about the plane itself. And all the different crazy stuff that you have to do to get that thing off the ground and flying and keep
Which
it
button
flying.
Makes the explosions happen?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't just...
Oh, it's Dr. Strangelove for that one.
You don't just push the throttle down and pull up. It's a little more than that, but yeah.
You jump on it.
So it's really cool. And you can also find me on Twitter @AdamErdmann. And you can find out what I've been listening to as far as music is concerned, on Last FM, my name there is Adman7. And Dan, what do you have?
Everything I have, I know I've said before, but I'll repeat it again. The British Aero Awards, British Advertising TV Awards, is going to be playing at the Walker Arts Center from November 30th to December 30th, I think, most likely. You can find out more at walkerart.org. Really funny, really interesting. I think tickets are $10 if you are not a Walker Art Center member. If you are a member, it's $8. Really funny, really interesting, really informative, blah, 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 blah. Check it out. And I think that's it for now for me. So I will also say I'm on Twitter @DanLWhelan, WHELAN. And that's it. So thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 62, and we'll see everybody next week.
And thanks again, Matt and Peter, for being on the show.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.